On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, board games still have a place in our digital society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Maurice Suckling, professor of practice, games, and simulation arts and sciences at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, details why.
Humans play games for entertainment, to pass the time, to socialize, to learn skills of strategy and organization, and to exercise their imaginations. Video games seem to get all the attention these days, but board games continue to grow and evolve. In the past decade, the board game industry has transformed into a dynamic sector valued at over $12 billion. But it's no longer limited to family game night with Risk, Monopoly, and Chutes and Ladders. Nowadays, even in the pandemic, people turn to board games to engage with and escape from the world. People are playing solo games to explore ideas, to experience stories. Board games tell stories that can change each time a game is played, although the best stories board games tell may be where the game is not really replayable, with key reversals and revelations diluted in dramatic value upon a second visit. And better than telling stories, games let us experience stories. We can lose ourselves in another world, let our minds wander, have a bit of fun. People are also playing together. They're playing in their bubbles, within families and close friends. They're playing remotely in various forms. They're playing party and social games like Codenames through Zoom. They're also playing board games digitally through Tabletop Simulator, Vassal, and other software. These aren't video games, they're board games in an online format. To understand why people seek to continue to play together, even in a time where we must remain socially distant, it's important to understand the social dimension of gameplay. Some humans crave companionship, and in board games, they find a community of people with similar passions. Board games allow us to be someone new, somewhere new. They allow us to compete, but also to cooperate. The basic human desire to imagine and create will engage board game designers and players long into the future.
That was Maurice Suckling of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.